All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Glad you are here. Cruising through the month of July. Hard to believe. But today I want to share something with you from Henry Nouwen, one of those mystics, writers, followers of Jesus that inspires me to think deeply about God. And this one hit hard. And the theme is, to whom do you belong? To whom do you belong? And here's what he says. At issue here is the question, to whom do I belong, God or to the world? Many of my daily preoccupations suggest that I belong more to the world than to God. A little criticism makes me angry. And a little rejection makes me depressed. A little praise raises my spirit, and a little success excites me. It takes very little to raise me up or thrust me down. Often, I'm like a small boat on the ocean, completely at the mercy of its waves. All the time and energy I spend in keeping some kind of balance and preventing myself from being tipped over and drowning shows that my life is mostly a struggle for survival. Not a holy struggle, but an anxious struggle, resulting from the mistaken idea that it is the world that defines me. As long as we belong to this world, we will remain subject to its competitive ways and expect to be rewarded for all the good that we do. But when we belong to God, who loves us without conditions, we can live as Jesus does. The great conversion called for by Jesus is to move from belonging to the world to belonging to God. Yes, the great conversion called for by Jesus is to move from belonging to the world to belonging to God. So on this day, to whom do you belong? Are you listening to all those voices in your own head, all those voices around you that seek to define you, put you in a box, critique you, hold sway over you? Or are you able to tenderly push that stuff away so that you can tenderly draw close, more close, to God's word of life? The hope will always be that the word of life from Jesus, that we belong to him, that he is with us and for us, that would carry us through whatever it is that we face. And to be honest, for me, I think it really is the thing that lifts my spirit, that lifts my soul. Because in God I see life, always life. May you see that life too. All right, stay motivated, friends. Good day.